Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Grown Folks Business. It is your girl, Danny Rose, your host for this podcast. A podcast where I talk about what I want to talk about and what your mom and them didn't want you to hear about. And I have missed y'all so much. Listen, I know y'all probably like, where has she been? What has she been doing? What's been going on? A lot has been going on. I have been doing a lot. And don't mind my echo right now for audio because I am literally moving into a studio and also moving out of the house that I am in. So I am moving simultaneously. Use a big word on y'all. Yes, it has been complete chaos and craziness in my life, but a blessing at the same time. And I have just been, y'all, working my butt off, but for you guys. So anytime that I go quiet, anytime you see me being silent, just know that I have pulled back to retreat, to kind of woosaw a little bit, to see how I can implement things that will make me better for you guys, to bring you guys dope content and all type of stuff, honey, okay? So I just been working really, really hard. I'm sure you guys see on my YouTube channel, on my social media, Instagram and stuff, that your girl been working with a lot of brands and all type of stuff. It's just been so many wonderful things happening. So right now I'm coming to you from my living room. That is because we are getting ready to move into a studio that I can do my podcast and all type of stuff and cook for you guys too. So don't mind the audio today. I'm doing it from home because I had to get back to y'all really quick, okay? So anyway, what's been going on with Danny? Today, I'm going to be just giving you guys a little bit of insight of what's been happening and what you can expect to happen, especially on the podcast and things like that. Baby, I just had to take a little breather step back to regroup, rebrand, do a whole lot of stuff, okay? So I rebuilt a new team. I have been rebranding, I have been doing new recipes, I have a wave of content coming your way, and I'm so excited about it! I'm so excited that I just can't hide it! Oh no, I'm about to lose control! Baby, y'all want that? Who made that song? But yeah, I'm so excited, y'all, I really am. So thank y'all for bearing with me today, because it's just me and these AirPods, okay, doing this podcast today. But we are moving on up to a podcast studio and also a kitchen studio very, 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 very soon. So bear with me, y'all. I am moving at the same time. I want y'all to know this real quick. So this is an Ask Danny segment. I do have some questions that I got from the emails and stuff. I'm going to be answering some of y'all questions. But your girl moved to LA in the middle of a pandemic. Let me just tell y'all something. I manifested this move. I really did years ago. Between me and a friend, Holly. Hey, Holly girl, who lives in San Diego. And I said to her, I say, I know that I'm going to end up in California. Like, that's my place to be. And that was literally like 5 years ago. And I manifested it. And now I'm here. I call myself like being Southern on the West Coast Southern. Okay. And I realized something, that God will hit you in the face really, really quick with a blessing, and you may or may not be ready for it, but baby, you better lace up your tennis shoes and you better go. Because a lot of times the things that we pray for and the things that we want to manifest, y'all, we can't determine how it's going to come packaged, and we can't determine how the gift is going to be wrapped. I believe that a lot of people miss a lot of their answer prayers because it doesn't come the way that they want it to come. Sometimes the Lord does not give you the whole door. Sometimes he gives you just a little knob to turn. Sometimes he does things so that you can become a door for other people. So many things. He's sovereign. He's God. He can do the way he want to do it, how you want to do it. That's why I love him. But I moved to LA in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, it was like the Walking Dead here. Like, I am legend. Last year, I mean, no cars on the highway. And if you live in LA or you're familiar with LA, baby, you know that has never in life happened, but it happened. And I moved here and I had to move at the drop of a hat. I had a house that became available, and I also had to move out of my house in Atlanta, or I had to do something else because somebody was literally moving into my house. I had decided that, okay, I'm gonna go. I didn't know the house was going to sell that fast, but it did. So I had to move. I had to make a pimp decision, baby, okay, sink or swim. And I decided to swim. I asked my 10-year-old at the time, I was like, you want to go to LA? She was like, girl, what? I was like, you know, the sunny jungle, not the concrete jungle, but the sunny jungle. She was all on board, which meant the world to me. So we ended up in LA, moving in the middle of the pandemic. I was like, what am I doing? How am I doing it? I had looked at over 30-something houses, y'all. Couldn't find nowhere to live. I was like, this is crazy. I'm literally on a plane. On a plane. Nobody's on the plane. In the middle of the pandemic, coming to Los Angeles to look at houses. I looked at over 30-something houses, y'all, and couldn't find nothing. On my way back to Georgia, I was like, Lord, I ain't found no house. I don't know how we're going to do this. Then he said, go back to L.A. A week later, went back to L.A. and looked at more houses. And then this one fell in my lap that I'm in now. I was so blessed with it, and I wasn't even really looking for it. It just fell in my lap. See, that's the thing. When you get in position, amen, the Lord will just literally bring the opportunity to you. All you got to do is position your feet. God can't order your steps, hallelujah, unless you move your feet, amen. Okay, so I took a leap of faith and moved out of my house. I had a couple days to pack up the house, and I moved to L.A., and I hit the ground running when I got here, y'all. I thought because it was a pandemic, we was going to be slowing down. I was going to give me a little time to live and just chill, be on my little patio and sip a little cocktail, a little Hennessy, a little 1738. But I did not. The brands was like, we need content from content creators. And so I just got flooded with so many wonderful, amazing opportunities. And it was just such a joy, but it whooped my ass. Yes, it did. It whooped me. Okay, it beat me up. I was exhausted. I was tired, but I was still putting out content for you guys. And I still, you know, shove one foot and lay the other. That's what my daddy say. And then I got here and was working very, very, very hard. And then, you know, my father passed away. He was very dear to me, y'all. I love my daddy. We bonded over food. My parents stayed a couple miles down the road from me. So anytime that I created a recipe, y'all, anytime that I thought I wanted to give it to y'all, any recipe that you see on this channel, know that it was approved by my daddy, my sister, and my family, because they were like, we your production managers, like, if we don't like it, don't need to go up, basically. And if they didn't like it, they didn't say that, but if they didn't like it, especially if my daddy didn't like it, y'all did not see the recipe go up. But before my father passed, my brother also passed away too, before my father passed, and that was something that I was still getting over and grieving, and I adored my brother so much and loved him, and his death was so unexpected. And we bonded over food, too. He would stay at my house. He actually helped me move in my house. And he would come over there all the time. He and my daughter and him were so close, y'all. They were so, so, so close. And so he would come over, and I would do a recipe. And I would say, what about this? Like, do you like this? You like that? What thing? And he'd be like, come hard. And I'd be like, okay. Like Beyonce. Come harder. This won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself. Trust me and leave me. This ain't a shoulder without you, boy. Y'all know that. Anyway, so by the time I was kind of getting through my grief with my brother, if you've been following me a while, you know that it was just something that took us all out. My brother was also very popular, so the funeral was packed and crazy. And then, like 2 years later, my father passed away. So I'm still in the process of healing from that, y'all. I really am. I love my daddy. The whole juke joint thing, when I go on television and talk about the stories, when I talk about it in my cookbooks and things like that, man, it's all because of my daddy. And he just really, really taught me a lot. And he was crazy as a dang on Betsy Bug, honey. He was crazy as a road lizard, as I should say. Y'all know what a road lizard is, baby. It's a lizard that's sitting in the road all day. That's crazy. He was crazy. And you always knew where you stood with him. And so that's where I get that from, for sure. But I just miss him all the time. I do. He actually passed away with a smile on his face. So I knew that he was at peace. He really was. And my brother he really just took us out. He did. We just did not expect that. So I was dealing with that. And then moving to LA had really kind of threw me off a little bit. I moved here as a single mom. I've been a single mom. My daughter's 10 for 10 years. I've been single for the majority of my daughter's life too. But contrary to popular belief out there, which y'all may think, your girl been single a very long time. But not by force, honey. By choice. I want to be very clear. Okay. Because I ain't taking no wooden nickels from nobody, okay? Don't you take no wooden nickels out there. None of y'all, man or woman, don't you take no wooden nickels. That means don't you let nobody play you and give you no BS, okay? That's what that means. That's what my daddy said. So moving here without my family and things like that, and my sister was the one that made me stay here, because I'm telling you, initially when I first moved here earlier last year, I got homesick. I think if you follow me on Instagram, you will see, like, I was like, I am homesick. I was missing the food at home. I was missing so many things. I was missing my family, being able to go to my mom and them house when I wanted to, all type of stuff. And I just, although work was good and it was great, but what I value the most is quality time with the people that I love. And so I was not able to do that. And it just took me. So I met a group of people here that really allowed me to kind of like plant and get a little bit more rooted in LA. And LA, if y'all don't know, is a very lonesome city. It is an industry city. It is an opportunist city. It is a what can you do for me type of city. It is not a big city where you typically come to kind of raise a family unless you are originally from LA. And from being from the South, you know, we are all about Southern hospitality. We're all about, you know, loving on each other, being positive and all type of stuff. And LA is just a different vibe. It can be a very lonesome place. And so I met a group of people, y'all know, Kev and Melissa, Kev on stage, and Melissa Fredericks, and Melissa Fredericks and Kev on stage. And I met Melissa, and we have just bonded and become such great friends, y'all. And I just thank her and her family, Mel and Greg. And so people always ask, is their friendship real? Is it this? It is. They are outstanding people. They are so amazing, so thoughtful, so loving, so kind. Just took me and Riley into their loving arms, rather, and just really, really, really took us in, and they feel like family to us. And you have to always try to find your tribe when you go somewhere new. And sometimes it takes a long time. Sometimes God sends it to them, sends it to you, you know, ASAP. I pray for a friendship like I have with them, all of them, and it has just been very, very, very amazing. Beyond that, I could not ask for a better friendship. I could not ask for better people to have my back. They are people that are just outstanding and just class act, I will say that. To the point where when my father passed, I think Kevin and Melissa were literally closing on their house, and I'm trying not to get emotional, and they all just dropped everything that day. They didn't even close on their house because my father had passed, and they came over there. Melissa just literally came to my beck and call and just sat. They all came and sat with me that day and just cried with me for hours and laughed, and we watched trash TV, and we laughed, and I cried, and they let me cry, and they brought me Popeyes, and they did all type of stuff. And so I just thank God for their friendship and just the bond that has been created, for real, for real. So I found my tribe here, and it has allowed me to kind of stick it out and be in LA. And so God did give me people here, and I truly value the friendship that I have had with the Fredericks and the Gooseby. So thank y'all. I do. So that's what happened, and I ended up staying. And so since then, I have done a ton of things. You guys seen. Y'all were like, where she at? Where she been? Come on, more recipes. Whenever I get quiet, I'm like Beyonce. Whenever I get quiet, you better know it's a wave coming. So I have revamped, regrouped. What have I done? Oh, I have hired producers, culinary directors, new assistants, all type of stuff. And so you'll see them in and out of the videos and stuff like that. Have fantastic editors now. I'm just so excited about what the Lord is doing in my life. I really, really am. And so I am a testimony to anybody out there that if you are undecided about making a move, you are undecided about launching a business, if you are undecided about quitting a job, if you are undecided, you are straddling the fence, let me tell you something. All you got to do is decide. I made a decision, and it was probably the best decision that I've ever made. And I was scared. I did it in the midst of a global pandemic. I did it not knowing anybody. I stepped out on faith, and I'm telling you, if you take one step, God will take 25. The Lord can't order your steps if you don't move your feet, honey. You got to get on out there and do that thing. So listen to this message. Look at this video. Wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, know that there is hope in your situation. And if you are doubting yourself, if you are doubting if you're capable, do not do that. I believe that you just have to believe that you are capable, and the thing that you believe in, I'm a Christian, and that is God. I do believe that God is and will do exceedingly above and beyond what we could ever ask or think and imagine. And I am standing by that, and I'm believing that. I want to also say that yes, I am still a cussing Christian. Anyway, yeah, so he is all of that, and he is all of that and more. Amen. Okay, and with that being said, honey, let me tell you something. Life is all about taking chances, honey. Life is all about going out there being fearless and conquering your goals and your dreams, honey. But before you do that, I want to introduce to you Ladder. Okay, Ladder is life insurance. You need ladder in your life. You out here about to take chances, honey, and go skydive and do all this other stuff that you want to do and move to LA and move to Nebraska and move to Omaha and all that. You don't step out on faith and do all these things, okay? Go follow your dreams. Honey, you need some life insurance. Okay, let me tell you about Ladder. Ladder makes it impressively fast and easy to get covered. You just need a few minutes, few minutes, and a phone or laptop to apply. You got a phone because you're watching me. You also probably got a laptop, okay, if you're in corporate America doing some work or you're a student, okay? Ladder smart algorithms work in real time, so you'll find out instantly if you approve. No hidden fees. Cancel at any time. You know we... Y'all know how y'all do out there, okay? But you ain't gonna want to because it's real good. And since life insurance costs more as you age, now's the time to cross it off your list. So, let me tell you what I want you to do. Go check out Ladder today to see if you're instantly approved. Go to ladderlife.com/grown folks. I'm gonna say it again. Go to Ladder, L-A-D-D-E-R, life, L-I-F-E, life, life, okay? .com/grown folks. ladderlife.com/grown folks, okay? This is what I want you to do. Now listen, I know that if you watch my channel, honey, Stovetop Kisses on YouTube, out there listening to, if you out there listening on Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio, and all the other platforms with that stream podcast, listen, while you out there doing all that, okay, bungee jumping and soaring and doing and running and chasing after your dreams, honey, like Flo Jo, listen, let me tell you something now. I want you to try to eat a little healthy if you can, okay? I know y'all talk about Stovetop Kisses over here, like, but let me tell you something. There are no bad foods, just bad relationship with foods, which brings me to HelloFresh. Okay, look, HelloFresh is great. Let me tell you something. I love HelloFresh. HelloFresh cuts out all the stressful meal planning and grocery store trips. Yes! It comes right to your door, honey. I love it. So you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes or less. Y'all know y'all need that because the kids is out for summer. You know they all they doing is snacking. All they doing is opening up your refrigerator door. In and out. In and out. My grandma used to say that. Close my door. In and out. Letting out all my air. Letting out all the air in your refrigerator. That's what they doing. Okay? That's why you got to get HelloFresh. Okay? You can try HelloFresh quick and easy meals. 15 to 20 minute dinners. Breakfast on the go and more options perfect for your busy lifestyle, okay? Let me tell you something. HelloFresh sent me a lot of good stuff, y'all. I really love their Gouda burgers that they sent me. They were really, really, really good. And it does cut out a lot of fuss. I'm a single mom and sometimes I cook for a living. But sometimes I just need something that's already diced, chopped, prepared, and all that. So HelloFresh is definitely the way to go, okay? So what I want you to do is I want you to go to HelloFresh.com. Oh, repeat that for the people. HelloFresh.com/grownfolks14 and use code grownfolks14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. Now, y'all know how y'all do out there. Y'all want some free shipping. Y'all know that. That's the highlight, okay? So repeat that again for you guys. Go to HelloFresh.com/grownfolks14 and use the code grownfolks for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping, okay? So, thank you so much, HelloFresh, for sponsoring this episode of Grown Folks Business. Thank you for sponsoring our episode today, okay, of Grown Folks Business. Go check out HelloFresh. It will definitely save you a lot of time during this summer. All right, so I want to answer some of you guys' questions. I'm so excited about the things that are happening in my life and in your life too. And just know, y'all, I really be doing the things that I do for y'all. When I don't upload content and I don't be on my content schedule the way I want to, it's for a good reason for sure. Sometimes I am just taking a couple days off or something like that. But also, I just also want to give you guys better content, better recipes and things like that. It should mean so much to me because a lot of you have stuck with me through a lot of things. And I appreciate your support. I really do. It's a bomb. And it's not taken for granted. So I'm praying for everybody that is in transition, that want to do something big and better and greater with their life. You have my support. And I pray God's unmerited favor over your life. Amen. Here we go. So it says, let me read a question. Who do you think is the best, the funniest comedian of all time? Kev on stage. Period. Thank you. That's my friend. Of course, I'm biased. And Kevin's really funny, y'all. Like, for real. Like, he's funny in real life, too. Like, he's real funny. All right. How do you want to be shown love? How do Stovetop Kisses like to be shown love? I love physical touch. So I guess essentially what this person is asking is, what is your love language? It is physical touch. It used to be quality time, but I don't really have a lot of quality time right now to give some anybody because I'm working so hard on so many wonderful things, but it used to be quality time. I do believe that your love language can change in different seasons of your life, and people need to be open to that, right? And admit that and be okay with that. And also honor that for the other person. So physical touch, you might not even see that sometimes if the person is traveling and all that. You may not even get that a lot, rather. If the person is traveling and doing all that stuff or whatever, and you're not around each other as often as you want, the physical touch may not be there. But when I'm with you, old baby, you better fill me up. Okay? I'm with you, baby. Let me tell you something. There was a comedian that said this one time. She said, he'll come up looking like a glazed donut. I said, I know that's right. I know. Let me high five you. I know that's right, sister. Amen. Praise God. And so, y'all, I was just so, I am that. I want you to touch on me, rub on me. I was having this conversation with somebody the other day, and I was saying that to me, I think that physical touch allows me to feel desire more. And one thing I think women, I can't speak for all women, so let me be very clear. One thing that women love to feel is desire. So it's like a man. Because most men love languages, words of affirmation. And I think that makes them feel like they are on the right track. They are desired. They are loved and things like that. If you like affirm them. But for me, it's physical touch. I just like a man to touch on me. I just do. I like for people to rub on me, touch on me. A man that I am actually in a romantic situation with, not just a random. Okay. Cause I will clock your ass. But somebody that I'm in, you know, contact with on a daily basis and very comfortable with, yes, touch on me, rub on me, kiss on me, do all those things. And I do like gifts. I like giving gifts because gifts make me feel like, it's so funny because Melissa don't like receiving gifts, but I love to give a gift to people because it lets them know I'm thinking about you when I give you this. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I saw this out. I thought it was cute. I saw this and I thought about you, and I like for people to know that they are thought of. So that's why I give gifts like that. So physical touch is my thing. Acts of service, I know it's one of them too. I think it's the five love languages: acts of service, quality time, words of affirmation, gifts, physical touch. Physical touch is number one. Gifts is like number four, maybe. I don't know. It's not my top at all. Gifts is at the lower end. And then I would say quality time is probably number two, because I love to chill and just have, and that quality time doesn't have to be romantic. Like, I like spending time with just people that I like, period. So I love quality time too. Sometimes, considering our livelihood and what's happening, we don't get a chance to really be, you know, have that quality time. So, but I love a good quality time, child. Okay. All right. So let me see. Name something non-sexual that turns you on. Okay. Whoa, that's a hard question. I would have to say words of affirmation. Yup. That's one of my other love languages, and words of affirmation. Yup. Words of affirmation. It's not at my top, but I think words of affirmation is like number three for me. Physical touch, quality time when I have it, and then words of affirmation. But if I don't have neither, if I can't give you physical touch because I'm going somewhere, and if I can't give you quality time, then words of affirmation, I need to hear you on that phone talking to me, okay? Talking to me real good. Real good. Thank you. Okay, baby, my mama always told me you get more flies with honey than you do vinegar. Period. Okay? Uh-huh. Just want to be very clear. Baby, do that for me. That's what I want. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so next question. This was from a question that I did at Combo and Chill, which was really fun. Would you do 3 years in prison for $10 million? Baby, if you gave me 3 years of freedom, you can make the $10 million. Why would you choose to do prison time? And I think that's what's a problem with a lot of our people in the black community, for sure. Of just people that want quick money or whatever. They're like, I'm going to give up 3 years of my freedom for 10 million. When if you knew what to do with time, you could make $10 million in 3 years. See, that's how it looks. You got to change your perspective, okay, and how you look at things. You could suffer 3 years and then come out rich, and the IRS going to take half of that and or 30% of that and go about your business. And if you live in California, honey, ooh, peace be with you. But yeah, or you can use 3 years and build a business and build your empire, if you will, and make that money in 3 years. So yeah, I would take my freedom to build than I would to be in prison. So that is that question. Y'all let me know if y'all agree in the comments if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're listening in on the podcast outlets, then yeah, think about it in your mind what you want. All right, if you could choose one musician, I know that you love Danny, I know that you love singing and dancing. If you can choose one musician to sing at your wedding, what could it be? And who would it be? I'm sorry, who would it be? I love Anita Baker. She is my favorite singer that is alive. Still, Anita Baker is my favorite singer. And I also love, I know that y'all are about to get me on this, Barbara Streisand. What's it all about, Alfie? Girl, I love Barbara Streisand, y'all. I just love her. I do. Sorry, I know that's random. Y'all have found out a lot of random stuff about me on this podcast, for sure. I'm going to be telling y'all all my business. Can't wait till we get in the, I go in my studio. But, yeah, I love Barbara Streisand. I love Anita Baker. Anita is just my girl. But I am also a huge Maxwell fan, too. Huge Maxwell fan, if you guys didn't know that. I love Maxwell. Yeah, I love it. And I'm asking because they said at your wedding. So your wedding, yeah, I will see Beyonce in a drop of a hat, honey, because, you know, that queen's going to put on a show. But, yeah, my wedding, yeah, definitely, I want to hear you. You bring me joy when I'm down. Oh, so much joy. Oh, my God. Yes, sing it, Anita. Sing to me, girl. Yeah, so Anita Baker is my favorite singer. Yes. All right, so a question from a person was, I want to quit my job, basically. Let me read it. Danny, hi. I would love to talk to you about potentially taking a leap to quit my job. I'm currently working a 9-to-5, but I do believe that I can make a life better for me and my children if I just simply take a leap of faith and quit. I am so scared, but watching you have made me become very inspired to quit my job. I've become very inspired, I'm sorry, to quit my job and to pursue my dreams. Any help necessary would be helpful. That's how they wrote it. Any help necessary would be helpful. That's how I wrote it. So, I just talked about this earlier in the thing. Maybe this is on brand tonight. I think that you should listen to your intuition. I think that we don't listen to that feeling and that space. We don't honor that space enough. What is it that your gut, your spirit is telling you to do? What is it leading you to do? And I think that no job has job security. Because we can see what COVID has done for jobs. We can see how many people have gone out of business due to COVID. Nothing is security. You only got security in what you believe and who you believe in. Okay? So you can be on a job for 20 years and they can give you a pink slip. You can be on a job for 5 days and they can give you a pink slip. You can be on a job for 25 years, they give you a pink slip. You can be on a job for 7 years and they give you a pink slip. Pink slip is that old school thing. You know, they say that's when they fire you. You know, something can happen where you lose that particular revenue. So, but let me tell you what won't happen. If you bet on yourself and you bet on a source that you know will keep you and hold you together and always sustain you, mind is God. You believe in whatever you believe in, you know, but I believe in God and I know that he honors faithfulness. So I would say that the only job security you have is what and who you believe in. And that is your security, period, across the board. I do believe that if you take the necessary steps to do what it is that you want to do in your life, that I believe that it will be honored. You know what I'm saying? It will be honored and a way will be made for you. But you got to take the steps. So you can't keep saying, what if it don't work? But baby, what if it do? What if it do work? Now, I'm not by all means telling you to go and quit your job and go do all the things right now, because entrepreneurship is very, very tough. It is very hard, but it's also enjoyable. But I also will say, Mike Todd talk about this all the time. Success does come with its own traumas too. So you have to be prepared for that. I would also advise people, if you want to work a 9-to-5 and also do your job your business on the side, baby, do that. You don't have to let nobody pressure you into stepping out to doing something else and make you feel like that if you still got a 9-to-5, then, you know, you're not a real entrepreneur. You ain't no hustler and all that. And they always talk about hustlers don't sleep. I sleep. I'm cranky when I don't get 5 or 6 hours. My brain can't think. You know what I'm saying? So it's okay to have a 9-to-5 and also do that with to the point where your business is sustainable enough for you to leave your 9-to-5. Or if they give you that pink slip, then baby, guess what? You have something to fall on over here. That's what I'm saying. What I don't want to happen for some of you know that you have been called to do more. Some of you know that you have been called to do more than what you're doing now, to go higher, to step out on faith. And you know in your feet, your gut, you're like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I ain't supposed to be at this job and all that. If you know that for a fact, then by all means, take that leap, girl or young man.